On this Friday, let's check the weather forecast with Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Agrible. Hey, good afternoon to you, Eric. Thanks for being with us. Can you recap that storm Laura? It turned really fierce and big, and then it sputtered out pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, so Laura rapidly intensified in the Gulf of Mexico, and then on Wednesday came on shore here and went right through Louisiana-Texas border. And along the way, we actually measured 150 mile an hour wind gusts. We had a report out at Lake Charles, which is in southern Louisiana, where the radar there was actually just completely destroyed, ripped off its pedestal. And the last observation we got from the Lake Charles weather station was 138 mile an hour gusts. So this was a pretty nasty one. But thankfully, as most hurricanes do, as soon as they get on land, they begin to dissipate. So it becomes an inland flooding problem at that point. And this particular system dropped a lot of rain right through the part of Louisiana and into Arkansas. And it's now making the turn today on Friday, heading over to parts of the Mid-South, heading over into then cutting through like southern Illinois a little bit, very southern tip of southern Illinois, after going through Missouri and then getting into Tennessee, Kentucky, where it's going to put down quite a bit of rainfall. So this is what we're going to be dealing with now for the foreseeable future, right? The peak of the hurricane season is September the 10th. So we're not even there yet. We still have the whole second half of the season to go. And just to put a little bug in your ear, we only have a name list for hurricanes that's 21 names long. We don't use the letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z. And right now, the potential for us to have a season that exhausts all of our names is there. And, we have a contingency plan. We'll actually go into the Greek alphabet. And the last time we did that was 2005. So just something to think about.
Oh, interesting. Hey, one other thing. Why is it, do we know that the surge wasn't as large as projected?
Well, I'm not so sure just yet that it was. So we got to think about what that part of the coastline looks like, right? So if there's a lot of marshland down there. There is a lot of, in other words, it's not as developed and as engineered as other parts of the coast is. So a couple of things happened. The timing was important with respect to the tide. The trajectory at which the hurricane came in was important, but still, I'll be honest with you, any storm surge at all is bad. And we're going to be getting further reports in on how high the storm surge was. But think about this too. When it came through, it was in the very middle of the night. So the storm surge peaks right there, and then the water will wash back out very quickly. We may not have actually gotten a good measurement on how high it actually was. So it's going to be a tricky one to diagnose as we go back and do a quick recap of that storm at some point.
In our part of the world today, can we expect rainfall?
Yeah, well, we were watching yesterday a lot of severe weather that came out of the Dakotas. In fact, there were over 400 reports of severe weather yesterday. Part of it is in South Dakota. The other part was over in Pennsylvania, New York. Well, the same boundary is now lingering a bit farther to the south. And as you can tell today on Friday, we're still on the southern side of that boundary, which is why the air is still a bit juicy and disgusting, right? But that's the fuel for storms. And so we're going to be watching this area between Iowa, southern Wisconsin, and northern Illinois, possibly getting into central Illinois, maybe later today, could be on the lookout for some strong to severe storms. So yeah, we got the potential here, but it'll get cleared out after that, and that'll be nice.
Anything of note after the storm system moves through?
Yeah, so we're going to settle into a pattern here to begin the month of September that is actually going to be relatively cool compared to normal. Now, to be a few degrees cooler than average at the beginning of September is going to feel fantastic, but we may carry that pretty far into the month of September. Some of the longer range models aren't suggesting that we're going to be getting with sustained above average temperatures until maybe the second half of the month. And at that point, we're looking here, we're knocking on the door of October. I can't believe how fast this growing season's going. So yeah, this changeover over the last 6 days where we've been so hot, get ready for some cooler weather coming in. Right now, no hint of frost, not even in the Canadian prairies. No hint of frost early, which is a good thing to think about.
How about the end of the month?
Well, you remember, as we step into the end of the month, forecasting precipitation is going to be a challenge. As we start to think about harvest this far out, exactly knowing what the precipitation patterns are going to do will be hard to do. But the good news is I don't see the same weather patterns evolving this year that we had last year or in 2018, which means those two, remember, were extremely wet harvests. At this particular point, not seeing those particular features evolve.
Anything else maybe on, for instance, the La Nina?
Yeah, so the La Nina has actually gotten a little bit of life lately. It's still just barely passing the threshold of becoming a La Nina. But what I think we have to understand is with that development, while it may not have a strong control on U.S. weather, what it is doing is it's helping to keep the start of the South American monsoon a bit delayed. And overall, that means that the drier conditions that are in central Brazil, well, that could possibly push back planting. Now, what it means really is they're not going to be aggressively planting early. It may push them to right on time planting or planting a little bit late. So we got something to watch there in South America already.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Eric Snodgrass. He is with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible.